The Los Angeles Police Department has a new crime-fighting tool. Looks like something that Captain Kirk and his crew might have used in the original Star Trek series. This device was developed by the Pentagon for U.S. soldiers now serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. As NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, it could come in handy in lots of L.A. neighborhoods where English is rarely spoken.
Outside LAPD headquarters, Captain Dennis Cotto shows off the department's newest gadget.
It's called the Phrasilator. It's not a translation device. It's not something that I can actually speak into and have it convert my voice or my language.
Instead, Captain Cotto says the Phrasilator is a handheld electronic device downloaded with pre-recorded phrases and commands.
Hands behind your back.
Now it's going to play in Arabic.
يديك خلف ظهرك.
We'll go to Cantonese now.
Turn south on our home.
Spanish.
Las manos detrás de su espalda.
And then the last one was in Vietnamese.
Cotto says more than half of today's LAPD officers are Spanish speakers, and some speak Korean or Chinese dialects, but they're not always available. And in a city where more than 260 languages are spoken, the captain says this device can help officers meet the challenge.
I can either give orders, or I could, if you can answer by pointing, that's what the device is used for. So if I say, can you show me which way the suspect ran, then at least you can... She could point down the street.
Responses by witnesses or suspects can be recorded onto the Phrasilator to be translated later. The main idea is for police to use the Phrasilator for crowd control to avoid the kind of chaos that happened last year during the huge May Day Immigration Rights March. Police in riot gear used batons and rubber bullets to sweep through MacArthur Park, trying to disperse the crowds. Dozens were hurt, including Spanish-speaking immigrants and news people.
One of the difficulties at MacArthur Park is that we used a helicopter to disperse the crowd, and it wasn't very intelligible to the crowd that was on the ground. And most of the demonstrators were Spanish-speaking. We only did it in English. So when we started looking at what kind of tools we had that can help, we came across this Phrasilator.
Welcome to this event. We are here to facilitate your First Amendment rights.
Are you going to translate what First Amendment rights means?
Or would we explain it out on this device? No, we didn't do that.
So how are they going to know?
That's a good question. That's something that we're going to put in here. And that's a valid question.
The LAPD is still working out the kinks on four test devices priced at $2,500 each. They can be hooked up to powerful speakers to project sound for up to half a mile away.
Now this speaker allows us to communicate with the crowd.
Estamos aquí para facilitar sus derechos de la primera enmienda constitucional.
Sergeant Eric Lee projects this order from speakers mounted on the LAPD's other new gizmo, a four-wheel drive buggy that can go over curbs and sidewalks.
It's a souped-up golf cart, if you want to say that, going over a whole wide array of terrain. I mean, it's such a large city that we go from the mountains literally to the sea.
The LAPD now has four of these $35,000 vehicles. They're also equipped with video cameras and electronic billboards to visually project information or commands.
Soy el oficial de la policía de la ciudad de Los Ángeles.
The LAPD is hoping its new technology will help officers cope with an old problem, making themselves understood. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.
To hear the Phrasilator say, hands behind your back, in five languages, go to npr.org.